all black. Yours is the red and black.
With the gold.
Oh, there's a little gold in there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah. New era gold? Where is that thing?
Oh, on that side.
Right there. It's gold.
That's gold?
Rose gold.
Ah.
I don't know. I ordered it online and I was like, oh, that's fine. It just came in.
Sweet.
Cool. Oh, cool.
I was going to wear, I have a different one. It's like gray and like pink. Kind of cool. It's got like the, on the side, the snake on the side.
Yeah.
The actual.
I had one of those snake hats, I don't know, years back when I first moved here.
Yeah.
New to Arizona.
Oh, that's a new guy hat. Yeah. Oh, you had the snake? The oh, snake. Yeah.
Oh, the snake.
Oh, you must have just moved here.
Yeah, because we know the Diamondbacks suck.
They're in first place.
Right, for...
I think they're still in first place in their division.
Right, they are. Which is fine. I'm going to go to a game here pretty soon, I think.
Ba, 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 ba. You're going to a game?
I think so. Wait, no. I was invited to go, but I'm going to be in Flagstaff, so... Gotta let you down live on the layback. Can't make it. I'll be in flag staff.
MLB standings. Let's see what's what. So we got the Rays, who are just a murder fest at 31-11 in the AL East. Oh. Oh, yeah.
Weight limit exceeded on that chair.
If you guys didn't hear that, he said the weight limit was exceeded in that chair. And it's getting all creaky. So got to get the XXX WD-40 out. AL Central, Twins, Rangers in the West. And, oh, shit. No, I didn't want to click on that.
All my teams are literally Southern California, West Coast teams.
All right, here we go. Braves. That's Kevin's team, 26-15. That's pretty damn good. 23-18, Central, Brewers, oh, Diamondbacks lost. The
Dodgers, my team.
Dodgers took over, but look at their record, 24-18. That's still okay. I guess that's not great. That's okay.
Well, I mean, well, the Padres, they'll come alive later, but Giants, Rockies, forget about it.
Giants have been good. I mean, not recently, but.
You know who's really throwing me off is the Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals.
Really?
They got some good talent on that team, and they're just getting smoked.
Yeah, they're getting murdered.
They're in last place.
Yeah.
Who has the worst record?
Okay, so we got 18-23, 17-25, 18-24. Let's go to the American League. 22-20. That's worse. Red Sox.
Royals.
Oh. No, there we go. 12-31.
The A's.
9-34.
That's Connor's team.
That's why they're moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck
they'll
yeah.
get so much better. They'll actually be able to get a little more talent because they don't pay those. They pay those guys like the minimum.
Well, I thought they were going to move to Portland because they did that big push to bring MLB to Portland like right before COVID. Like they were.
Oh, another one? They were yeah. talking that like 20 years ago.
No, this, well, that didn't work out obviously, but this one was going to happen. And then like there was plans and all kinds of stuff ready to go for.
Remember they had the baseball sign with the umbrella?
Yeah.
The MLB sign?
Yeah.
Instead of a bat, an umbrella.
Yeah, it was ready to go, and then COVID hit, and then everybody left, so hopefully they don't get one. Fuck them.
Fuck Portland.
Yeah.
Hate that place, man. People talk about it. It's like, oh, dude.
Did you watch that CNN Trump thing?
About 15 minutes of it.
Yeah, he talked about, well, I think it was later, but he talked about Portland. He talked about BLM and Antifa. He's like, look what they did to cities like Portland, Seattle, California, Detroit.
Detroit. Just the way Milwaukee. He pronounces everything. I love it.
Oh, man. It's so funny.
Dude, that chick, man.
She was nasty.
That's nasty.
She was nasty.
She kept cutting him off.
Oh, it got way worse.
She's luking him off.
It got way worse.
Are they talking about UFC or?
No.
She's cutting him off. Rule booking him.
Yeah, she doesn't have an excuse.
She's all prove it. It's already been proven. He's like, no, it hasn't. If they show
No, it hasn't.
They show people voting 6 or 7 times in different booths on camera, and he's still talking. She's like, "No, that's not true. That's not true."
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Did you see her eyes? She was like this the whole time.
Is she a clone?
She just like didn't want to be there. Like,
She hates. She's so disgusted with him.
Yeah, she hates him. I can't even
talk to him.
Ugh.
And he's like, "Bring it on, pig."
He kind of, I mean, he did what he does, right? He did what he does. He played to the crowd. He got a bunch of laughs. He was funny.
Mm-hmm.
He seemed to be very open and honest about a lot of things. I don't know how much, you know, the fact checkers will get right or wrong or whatever. I don't fucking care, but you know, it's just CNN decided to have Trump on because they need fucking ratings and they need to make money. And they realized, okay, if we put Biden on, he's a fucking snore fest and everybody's going to make fun of him. He's going to look like shit.
Where am I?
Yeah.
Where am I? There I am. You're close.
If there's the same lady, he'd be like, "How old are you?" If you were a little younger
age.
If you were just 15 years younger, I'd smell the hell out of you.
Skinny little Luke nose.
On my name as a Biden. You see that clip one time?
No.
On my name as a Biden.
What a name of pride.
Yeah.
Your son's a junkie.
Was. He's clean now.
Oh, clean. He's cleaned up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hunter.
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 Hunter. I'm a hunter of so vagina glad my name's and drugs. Not
Hunter. Hey, it's Hunter House here.
Hunter House.
Triple H. Yeah. Hunter Harrison House.
Hunter Harrison House.
My ponytail and I can bow like this.
Yeah. You could do interpretive dance for everybody.
Interpretive dance. This is what this means.
Remember when my cousin used to do that shit?
Fucking Sam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had big old Jesus ponytail and beard, and he would try and do interpretive dance during worship services and stuff at churches.
This isn't 18 BC.
Hey, I am all for his right to express his religion however the fuck he wants to.
That's fine.
Is it culty? It's a little culty. I mean, you know, it's a little culty. What are you going to do? But
cult away. Go ahead. I'll watch you dance and make fun of you probably, but
I reserve the right to make fun of myself and everybody else in the world as well. So,
right. Yeah.
Please dance on.
I just want to dance.
I just want to dance. Yeah.
So
he got into it.
Talked to Heather Johnson.
Today. Oh,
yeah.
Mrs. Jansen.
Yeah, she said that her and old Walk Slide were talking about our podcast.
Hey.
Good old Joel.
I love Joel.
I know. It's our guy.
I wish Joel would come hang out with us.
He was just here for the PGA Open.
Oh, why didn't he hit us up? Joel, what the fuck, bro?
He did.
Oh. He was too busy.
I was in a baseball tournament, and
I wasn't. Joel,
they're not here for you, Luke.
They are.
Oh yeah, they are.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
They were here for me, specifically for the layback with Luke Bettis, and then so they weren't because it didn't happen.
He was really busy at
the Open.
The Open.
The Phoenix Open. I don't know why it's called the Phoenix Open.
It's a waste management Open or something.
It's in Scottsdale. Yeah, the Waste Management Open. It looks like a fun tournament. It's like the only tournament where they encourage cheering.
Getting wasted.
Well, cheering during play. Normally, they have the quiet signs up.
Right.
Like, quiet, quiet, right? Not this one. They fucking go hard.
Happy Gilmore?
Yeah.
Hey, let's get it going.
Yeah. And got, and yeah, there's especially that one hole. I'm not sure. It's, you know, usually in like the upper teens, 16, 17, or 18. Like, where or maybe on the turn
area.
Yeah, where they have the gallery that they put up. Hey, didn't we look that up, Eric? And we looked that up, how many people it seats in that? It was like 10,000 people or 20,000 people or something.
What? That's crazy.
In that one gallery area.
You don't have to stand?
I'm not sure. I could look it up again.
Yeah. But it said there's going to be 700,000 people going through that tournament this year. Get off your fucking phone.
I'm writing Heather back telling her that we're live right now. We're not live, but we're
live.
We're on this right now talking about you.
Oh, Heather.
How about we video call you?
Oh, there you go. On the question then, we were trying to look up how many people can sit where?
In the gallery. There's like a green where they set up a gallery. What's the capacity of the Opens Gallery? Yeah, that's what I meant, and that's what I typed, Google. Oh, 16th hole. Okay, so I was right. It's right there. Okay, 3,700 seats. 20,000.
20,000 people.
Call me Luke Misinformation. Yeah, running the score.
Sounded good, though.
Oh, I mean, we looked something up, and there was a big number like that. I can't remember, but.
I know a couple people that went, and they said, I mean, people were just hammered walking around, just hammered.
Yeah, not this year, but the year before, 2021's open, they had to call the fire department and shit because it was so hot that year in February, like beginning of February. It's always beginning of February. And it was so hot. It was like in the 90s, and people were just passing out, getting heat stroke and shit. So they had to
You can get it in that sunlight, even if it's, you know, like 60, 70 degrees, and you're not drinking water, you can go down pretty quick.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen you do it.
You've seen me do it? He already did it one time. We were in Hawaii. And okay, so I don't know. For some reason, I have a curse when it comes to going to luau's in Hawaii. I've never been to one. And I've attempted it 3 times.
What?
Yeah. So
it's a weird voodoo.
Yeah, it's like this weird, the universe doesn't want me to get fatter, I think. It's trying to help me out.
You will not eat pork.
You will not go to a luau.
Pineapple. Spam.
All you can eat luau. You will not experience the sexy dancing of the men and women of Hawaii. Yeah, so we went, this was the last time we went, and we stayed at this baller ass place. It was the Grand Wailea in Maui, and we were in line, and she collapsed. I was like, "What? You okay?" Scared the shit out of me. She just fucking fell, and finally, my wife. Yeah.
Help.
My core. My wife.
Help.
Help. Help. Help.
Somebody.
Sorry.
Yeah, she collapsed.
People came. She was dehydrated. We went to the room. She got fluids. Like, and she was fine. But yeah, we had gone to, we'd gone to play a round of golf that day, and it happened to be like 98 degrees with 95% humidity.
Oh yeah, I gotta love that.
Right. So we played. She likes to drive the car, and I play. She doesn't play golf, but so I'll play. And we got through probably 7 holes, and we were done. It was like, okay, we're done.
That's not fun.
No.
That was like when we were in Memphis.
Yeah, it was like an hour, an hour and a half. I was like, okay, I'm done. This is too much. And we were trying not to eat too much so that we could go to the luau. So we were not only dehydrated, but we didn't eat that much that day. We had like a light breakfast and we were starving. And then when it came luau time, it got her.
You had some Spam and eggs with pineapple on it?
No.
What kind of Hawaiian are you?
I'm not Hawaiian.
You just have the body of one?
Are you saying, what are you saying about Hawaiian people, Jeff?
They're gorgeous.
Okay. That's what I thought you were saying. Are you saying all Hawaiian people look sexy like me?
Most.
Most.
You've seen Dog the Bounty Hunter, haven't you?
Yes.
It's a good show. It's in Hawaii.
You've seen Magnum P.I., haven't you?
Oh, yeah. Luke Selleck. Just missing the chest hair.
There's some there. There's some there. There's some there. It's not as thick as Tommy.
Yeah, he's got a... He's got an issue.
It's more like Tommy Boy than Tommy Selleck.
Tommy Boy. That's hilarious.
That's okay.
Yeah, I've almost gone down a couple times, but I just tell myself, I'm like, ooh, and I'm like, knock it off, knock it off. You're fine, you're fine. And slam some water. I'm like, okay, I'm back.
Yeah, it's weird, right? You get like kind of a little tunnel-y vision and like a little dizzy. That happens to me almost every day now. Because I have this 64-ouncer, and I bought it specifically for the season, the hot season, because I have to work outside during the turns and stuff. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get the 64-ouncer, and it's just not enough. Like, I can drink.
Oh, yeah.
I can drink 64 ounces, and it's like still just a little. Like, this is my second one already.
I've had two 50-ouncers today, but I was outside half the day, or not outside, I mean inside, but no air condition.
Right. Ooh,
damn shop.
No air condition?
No.
Weird. Why?
How's it? Well, they weld. They weld stuff. They have to keep all the doors open. There's no AC.
Oh.
There's some swamp coolers that I stood in front of a lot.
But yeah. Luckily, I didn't have to be outside too much today. Just a little bit. Well, fine. But some days, man, those pools are really dirty. It's like 90 degrees out, and then I got to do all this outside shit. I got a sun hat, too, but you just got to fucking, you got to take a break and drink water. Like, you just have to, like, every like, 20 minutes, you have to drink water. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When we were in Memphis with that baseball thing last summer.
Oh, man.
End of July. It would rain every morning. It'd be cloudy all day and be like 95 degrees.
And 80% humidity.
Because it just rained, so you could see the humidity in the air. It was so bad. Just, you would slam a bottle of water, like the whole thing, and you know, it'd be so full normally, it would just be gone.
Yeah.
I need another one.
Yeah.
I mean, all day I drink, probably drink like 15, 20 waters in one day.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're just constantly sweating.
That's in between like three or four lunches.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're soaked. Your shorts, everything soaked.
It's nasty there.
It just doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I was standing there like, something's hitting the back of my leg. Is there a bug? Stupid fly just getting
drips.
Drips from my t-shirt in the back.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, oh, so good to see you. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Trying to give me a hug. Oh, dear. This is my very wet friend, Jeff House, here.
We did Brian, me, Brian, remember Dave Phillips, Steve and Fonny, the fifth member guys. We did they did a gig. I was just tagging along, I guess.
I was up in North Carolina or something?
Ohio,
that's right.
And in the middle of August, where everywhere is basically hell on the
even here
northern hemisphere, yeah. But yeah, I just take a shower and then you're wet again. It's like, there's nothing you can
go to change your shirt, and that next one gets wet, so it's just like, screw it.
Yeah.
After the games, we'd all go out to eat, you know, team, friends, everything, and it's like, you're sitting there just soaked.
Yeah.
And then the air condition's blowing, so like then you're like cold and clammy.
Yeah.
It's just miserable no matter what. I was bringing extra shirts, everything.
Yeah.
Get to the hotel, underwear soaking wet, your Under Armour dry fit shorts soaking wet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's nasty. I'm glad we live in a, you know, it'll get humid during the rain here, during the monsoon.
August, yeah.
July. But yeah. I mean, last summer was crazy with monsoons.
Yeah, that was probably the rainiest summer I've been here.
Yeah, it had to be.
I remember in COVID, it didn't rain for, what was it, like 50 straight days or something crazy like that back in 2020?
I'll take 350.
Or no, it was 50 straight days of 110 plus degrees.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Or triple. No, it was just triple digits. It was like a record triple digit. That was 2021. Was
one? One maybe?
No, 2020. That was when we first came to visit to start the new office. You guys were having a record year of triple digit consecutive days.
I loved it because I hate the rain.
Yeah.
It can rain when it's in the winter and cold because it's not hot. And then it rains out here when it's 100 plus degrees and it rains. That's misery.
Yeah, because the humidity goes up to like 50%, 40 to 60. Right now it's like in the teens, which is great.
Oh, yeah. It's dry as a bone. Get the bloody noses. Let's see what it is.
Yeah.
101 degrees, which is May. What's today, May something?
It's like 19% today, I bet. It
says we're going to have some thunder showers tonight, thunderstorms, excuse me.
Yeah, it's a flood warning till 5 p.m. Like, no, no, it's not. Where?
Where?
What?
What clouds are you looking at?
There are some up north. There are some up.
17%. So that's 17%. Money, dude. I can be in that all day.
Yeah.
It was 100 degrees all weekend. We played, what, four games outside?
Yeah.
2 hours each, so that's 8 hours in the sun. So I got this sick farmer's tan.
Yeah.
Did you know about the old bracelets?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Great time. We won the gold ring this weekend.
Gold ring.
They wear my ring.
They wear your ring. Those kids wear your fucking ring.
So I had a very eventful weekend, actually. Basketball. Sixth seed to my team, the Suns. Knighton's team.
Oh, okay.
I coach.
Uh-huh.
It's playoffs, so we play the number one seed. They beat us by 30 points last time. Well, skinny jean wearing coach, you lost by 16 this time.
Oh, shit. So are they out? That's it?
They're out.
Oh, it's one and done?
Yep.
I love it.
It was great, man. Those guys are kind of snubbing me, and like, I joke around with everybody when I talk, and you know, coaches joke around like it's 8 and 9 year old basketball. Like, is it really that serious?
Right. Yeah. No.
As the returning champions, everybody's trying to knock me off.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah.
But there's a different group of kids in town.
No.
All of a sudden, beat them by 16. It was great.
All of a sudden, they decided to play. Different.
His comb over and nose ring and skinny jeans was really upset. With his high tops.
His comb over, nose ring, and skinny jeans. I've never worn skinny jeans. Well,
I've worn slim.
Yeah, but never skinny. Never skin tight.
Doesn't feel good. I tried some on once. I was like,
It's fucking awful.
That does not feel good.
No. I'm already a claustrophobic person, so I need some air. I need some space.
Yeah, same. Yeah, and then so we went from that game, won that. That was great. Drove out to the baseball game where they were already playing and literally playing this team that was not good at all. And we're down by 6, and it's like, what in the world? 6-0? What's happening?
Well, they're good today.
Yep, they beat us because nobody hit the ball, nobody caught the ball, nobody threw the ball worth a damn. And we lost. So that from the next game, yeah, we beat them pretty good and came back on Sunday. Winner go home. Winner go home. We didn't go home until 7:30 p.m.
Oh, you won.
Yeah.
Ah.
We won the whole tournament.
That gets a different kind of lip.
Mm-hmm. The blonde Fu Manchu lip.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
The white Fu Manchu lip.
Yeah, there's some white in there. Yeah, a lot of white.
Yeah, me too.
It's okay. I'm starting to get it in my hair. My mullet's getting a little bit of white in there.
Yeah, I'm getting it on the side.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. It's starting to creep up.
Yeah.
It was just the beard. Just the beard. Salt and pepper. Orange. Blonde. Brown.
The salt will come for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's taking over.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm fine with that. It's okay. I'm old, man. Old.
Real old. 40s. So old. Halfway through your life and you're already old.
And if I could be 86, yeah, my dad's 84 next month.
Yeah.
A couple weeks from now.
He's bouncing back, right? He's doing good.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He's probably his own worst enemy, but.
It's hard.
All the doctors say, yeah, you're fine. Quit coming in here.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He wants to live.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty good. He walks every day.
Yeah.
Takes Chloe with him.
Chloe. Chloe. Where'd they come up with that name?
Oh, I don't know. They should name it Barky.
It's a real barker.
Stop barking. Like, you know me. I just walk in the door. You have to bark for 30 minutes every time. Like, it's okay.
Jeez. That's why I don't like
that. Get up out of the chair. It's all... Rah, rah, rah. I'm like... I'm going to kill you.
If you just punt it across the room, it'll stop doing that, right?
Yeah, I did that to their last dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that, like 10, 12 years ago?
Just got to show them who's boss.
Well, I mean...
punch him out.
Yeah, I did, because it bit my daughter in the face. Sorry for your luck, princess. Wrong dad.
Wrong
to punch dad. Or bite their daughter's face.
I was just kidding, everybody. I don't condone animal abuse. Jeff.
Unless it bites your daughter in the face that's like 2 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my cat scratched Zaya when he was young.
Really?
Because he was just such a ball of energy and scared the shit out of the cat. And then he got him cornered under under the bed. And then he was like reaching at it under the bed. Like, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Was scratched his arm or something?
Yeah, I think it got him in the cheek. I can't remember. It was either...
Amy like, oh my gosh.
She was cool about it. But yeah, I mean, you never want your first child to get...
That first child's made of glass.
Yeah, damaged by a pet. She doesn't like cats. She's allergic to them, so she already doesn't like them. But
I understand that.
I'm allergic to them, too. Like, my eyes will water. He'll just sit, like, right up on me while watching sports or something. Purr. So grateful. So grateful for the great life that he has. And then... my eyes will just start watering like fucking nonstop.
I grew up, we had two cats.
Mindy
and Oreo.
Oreo.
Oreo got hit by a car right in front of our house. That was cool.
I just saw a dead cat today on the side of the road. I was like, oh my God.
Dude, I was going down I-10 towards LA the other day, and there was this huge, I don't know if it was a husky or a wolf, like, right, like a 100-pound dog.
Alive?
No.
Oh, it was dead?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
His 9 lives were up. Or, no, that's a cat.
That's a cat.
His maybe 1 life was up.
Maybe it was a coyote.
No, I've seen hundreds of those things. They're small. It was like 30 pounds. This thing was huge.
Yeah, they are small. We saw one like right a block away from our house. It looked so scared and like, what am I doing here?
It's all mangy, like, what am I doing?
It was like, I was like looking around in the middle of the street, like, where am I? Like, it just like woke up off the back of a truck bed or something. Like, where am I? What the fuck? I was just taking a nap.
What happened?
Yeah, coyotes are in every city in America now. They've expanded to every city in America.
Some places it's illegal to hunt them.
Yeah, I don't think coyotes are... I mean, they are kind of invasive. They'll kill your dog and cat.
Oh, yeah. For sure. They're hungry. So you got to watch out. Yeah, there was one... Well, my parents lived in Fountain Hills, which is That's in the like the sticks, kind of like above Scottsdale. There's a little mountainy area. And they had the javelinas, everything out there. But we were there one time, like barbecuing or something, and this coyote jumped up on their fence and was just sitting there, like looking around. I was like, "Hey, look!
Whoa,
whoa!" I said, "I'm gonna go out there and scare it off, so it knows not to come back and look for your dogs."
Yeah.
And my mom's like, "Yeah, no. Like, the coyote's not gonna hurt me. I'm gonna be like, and run at it. Yeah, scare them away.
They're scared of humans." Yeah.
But everybody's like, "Don't go out there.
It's not a wild cat. It's not a wolf."
Yeah, the wolf's gonna be like,
"The wolf will fuck you up.
You're looking tasty."
Yeah. Let me grab my buddies.
Yeah, I'm saying, let me grab my
right
friends. Cool, be out here. I dare you.
I dare you.
Be right back.
Yeah. I'll pretend like I'm scared. They're cunning.
Yeah. You ever been to Barrizona up there?
Barrizona?
Barrizona.
No. That's a real city?
It's up at, yeah, it's a little bit, what is that, west of Flagstaff.
Oh, okay.
Either they got the bears just out walking around, buffalo, wolves.
I'm good.
You're in your car.
Oh, yeah, you I'm still good. Oh, you can drive through them and they just are there. It's like a preserve.
Yeah.
Wildlife preserve. So yeah. They're used to humans driving through.
Yes.
Still, man. Get a hungry bear.
Well, you're not supposed to. It tells you to lock your windows and keep them up. And you already know.
Yeah, but
stupid people.
Window's not stopping a bear.
A window. Well, they feed them, so like.
Yeah, they're not hungry.
Yeah. There was an albino buffalo.
And they're black bears too, right? They're not grizzlies or brown bears.
They were brown. There was, I don't.
Brown bear? Well, some
they were
black
nothing
bears
but
are brown.
Brown.
I think
but
we
brown.
Have, I think we have black bears in in Arizona.
Yeah, they're always catching those little suckers coming down into the city trying to get in your trash. I'm starved. Let me go down to the city.
Yeah, the black bear is the only bear species still found in Arizona. It is the smallest and most widely distributed North American bear. Their breeding period is in July, and cubs generally are born the following January in winter dens. Black bears normally hibernate from November through March.
That being said, it was July.
So they're horny as fuck.
And they were like doing this weird like, like jumping. They're like in sync. They're literally like they're on a.
Like a boy band
a
called
boy band.
In sync.
And I was like, well, they're not even walking around. They're too horny out in the bushes. It's
yeah.
Like, this sucks.
They're ready to get it. I saw two birds fucking today. It was weird. They just like, it looks like murderous rape. They're like flying around and banging. And, like, and they're like, it's like, what the fuck? That's wild. That's some wild fucking. Like falling, they're like falling up against the fence and like twitching and shit and then like flapping the wings and then the girl tries to get away and then the guy like chases her and like fuck tries to fuck her some more and like fucking up against the fence.
Go have my kids now.
Fucking nature's wild, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I can go without ever seeing that. It's fine.
Yeah, me too. I was just like, what the fuck? Are you fighting? No, okay. Yeah, you're not fighting.
I remember when I was a kid, I was sitting outside of like Fred Meyer's or something waiting for my mom. I'm out in the parking lot. I was pretty young, waltzing around. And I saw this bird. It was like bullying this other bird. And it was like chest bumping him down and like pecking his head. And I felt so bad for the little bird when he just kept like stepping on it and shoving him down. And he was all fluffed up like this. He's so mean.
Yeah.
I thought birds were nice.
No.
No, they're not.
They're a little fucking.
He's gonna kill you.
Yeah, they. If they were big enough, they would eat us.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, they would fucking eat us. They're little dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Little fucking dinosaurs. I saw. We have two birds in our backyard that I call them Chirp and Cheep because that's what they sound like. Chirp, Cheep. Chirp, cheep. And like whenever Jeffrey goes out in the back, they follow him. They like fucking chirp at him and cheep at him and follow him. And they like, they're being territorial.
And he goes and lays down and wags his tail hard.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He's like, exactly. Yeah, and then if they get too close, because they'll like follow him and chirp and cheep and shit, and then like he's just, he's like looking to eat grass and shit and like rub his smell everywhere, like sunbathe a little bit, like that's all he does out there, right? But then if they get a little too close, he'll be like, and then once he just flinches, they're gone, and then he's like, ah, fuck.
Nah. He's like, got plenty of food inside.
He's like, I can't get him. Then he gets sad. He gets sad because he can't kill birds. And then we have a dog on the other side of the fence, like a little fucking chihuahua or something.
Ugh.
And that fucking thing will bark at him so much that Jeffrey will get annoyed. And there's a little crack. There's a, like, they're just slats. And then one of them's like kind of off a little bit. And so he'll just run over into the fucking slat and just fucking go, bah, 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 bah. And then the dog will get scared and run off. And then sometimes I'll just take a little rock and I'll just throw it at the fence. And it'll go pop, hit the fence, and then he'll run off and get scared. Keep him away. But yeah.
Yeah, those little videos you see on like Facebook and stuff where the cats are like slapping the shit out of some dogs. It's hilarious.
Cats fuck dogs up, dude. Like, who do you think would win, a wolf or a fucking panther?
Well, wolf's probably the biggest, best dog, right, in the world. So then you would maybe like a tiger.
Okay, or a tiger. Well, they're so much bigger, though. Well, I guess you're...
No, they're both about 100, aren't they?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I think a tiger might be like 150. I don't know.
You're way off, Jeff. It's a few hundred pounds.
200? So that's not even a challenge.
Yeah.
But, a pack of wolves. Jaguar.
That's what I... What did I say?
He's a panther, same thing.
Panther, jaguar.
Yeah, up at that Arizona, they have a pretty cool panther and jaguar. They kick it together.
What about like a bobcat or like a mountain lion?
No, they would get smoked by a wolf.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Those things are little.
They can weigh anywhere up from 200 to 680 pounds.
What?
For the male. The
for a tiger?
For a tiger.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're monsters.
I'm looking the other way.
Did you see that video?
Wolves, they're maxed out at 180.
Wolves max out at 180?
That's what, the gray wolf or whatever?
180? Yeah. What about the dire wolf? Is that's a myth? That's a mythical creature from Game of Thrones.
Let's see. Also known as a timber or gray wolf, they are actually smaller, between 125 and 175 pounds. A little bit smaller.
Okay.
So I saw, while I was in North Dakota, driving from rig to rig, all these clowns are in the back of the truck sleeping. I'm driving, going down these like curvy dirt roads and to get this other one. I saw the biggest dog wolf I've ever seen in my life. It was just sitting on this hillside, and I was like, I just felt like somebody's looking at me. I'm like, huh? You know, you're exhausted. You work your life away out there, and like slowed way down. I'm like, it was just this big old gray wolf literally staring at me from the hillside. Like, showing his teeth at me. I said, we're leaving. We're leaving. It's fine. We're out of here. Don't chase us.
Oh, my God. Did you see that video? It must have been in India, where this little dude fell into the tiger pit.
The drunk guy?
I don't think so. He had, like, a turban, and he was, like, you know, and he fell into the tiger pit, and he was just like, oh, he was, like, praying or something, and the tiger was, like, right up to him and, like, just kind of, like, what's this? Like, swatted him. And he's like, and then he just like grabbed him, drug him out, drug him back to his lair.
Had a quick little Indian snack.
Some Indian food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's another one. I think it was in India or somewhere like that, where some drunk jumps into the cage and was like messing with the lions or something, like just like everybody's like, get out of there, and he's just like, oh yeah, it's fine, get off me, lion. He's pushing, and the lions were just like, oh, whoa, wait, what? They were stunned.
They didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
they were.
I think he ended up getting out of there.
Wow.
Yeah.
People.
Alcohol.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Jeez. What a way to go.
To be eaten alive?
Yeah.
By a 600-pound tiger?
Yeah, a monster.
You seen that clip where that all these tigers are in this little cage or whatever, like this big enclosure, and a Siberian tiger walks in and they all immediately like hit the ground like, oh, I'm sorry. You seen that? Oh, man. Like, they're all kind of like, oh, shit, here he comes. And like the young teenager ones that think they're all like, oh, I'm up and coming. They like fall to the ground with their paws up. And he just walks over and is like, just keeps walking.
Whoa.
It's pretty sick.
The alpha.
He's the alpha, which is funny. You know, they say the lion's the king of the jungle. Did we talk about this before?
Mm-mm.
Well, the lion doesn't live in the jungle. He lives in a safari. Out there in Africa.
He lives in a safari?
Yeah.
Where you can go watch him?
Yeah.
On safari?
Mm-hmm.
He lives in the plains?
Yeah, safari.
Is that what a safari is? Why am I laughing? Because I think...
And the tiger lives in the jungle. So the tiger's the king of the jungle.
Yeah.
You're welcome, folks. I just figured that out for everybody.
A safari is an overland journey to observe wild animals, especially in Southeast Africa.
Oh, okay. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Safari? Should I have said it like that?
No, the safari is the journey going on a safari. But they think they live in the plains, which is like flat ground, right? Which is what you're looking at now in the pictures.
Looks pretty flat.
Yeah. It's not jungle, that's for sure. Do lions live in the jungle? Lions have famously acquired the title of King of the Jungle. However, the title is a little misleading, mm-hmm. as lions don't actually live in the fucking jungle.
Verbatim.
And as we found out earlier, they don't have kings. Their habits include scrubland, grassland, savannas, and rocky hills, but not jungles.
You're welcome, folks. All of you listeners out there, you were just taught something today.
Jeff House knew something. And we taught it to you.
I taught it to you.
Unless you already knew it.
No, I doubt it.
At which point, then, he just reiterated something you already knew. But
I doubt that.
Yeah. What cats do live in the jungle? Jaguars, pumas, jaguarundi, ocelot, maguey, anchilas. What? What about tigers? Don't tigers live in the jungle?
Well, it says cats of the Amazon rainforest.
Oh, which is the biggest jungle, right? Wow.
It's a pretty nasty one. Have you ever watched Naked and Afraid?
No. I'm friends with a girl on Facebook that was on that show. Nah, I don't know. She's a nice person.
It's an interesting show. I thought it was really stupid. I'm like, this is dumb. Oh, you're naked and you're in the jungle. Like, what is this? And then I watched it and it's like, well, it's like a real survival. Those people will starve for 21 days.
Oh, that's what I need to do.
Eating some worms and...
Oh, never mind.
Some fish.
I'm out already.
Yeah. Some of them catch gators and living good.
Get that gator meat.
Oh, yeah. You see them literally going downhill mentally.
Wow.
Yeah. We're not made for that shit anymore.
No.
We've evolved beyond that. So that show is just to look at, to show you how primitive we used to be and that we can't do that again. So we should not have nuclear war with Russia because we'll all die.
I'll kill myself. After like 2 days of no food, I gotta go.
I gotta go. Yeah.
Can't even go
20 minutes.
4 or 5 hours.
You can't even go 20 minutes without eating a burger or a taco. Bell. Just
depends on what's closer.
What did we have the other day? Oh, we had Taco Boys. Oh, man, that place is good. You ever had Taco Boys?
I don't think so.
Barbacoa. The barbacoa quesadilla. Legit. Yeah, legit.
What did I had sushi last night.
With Roshi?
Yeah.
Sushi with Roshi?
Ran into J Wood and L Wood.
Oh, nice.
And A Wood, or her name's not Wood. I don't know her last name. Allison, Lindsay, and Justin.
Yeah.
They just came over and they're like, we know you. I'm like, hey.
That's awesome. You were in the same place.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Man, that's cool. Justin.
Justin, come on the cast, buddy.
Right. He's coaching football at Sonora High School now.
Oh, cool.
Out in Scottsdale.
Nice.
Yeah, gave his ASU days are over. They fired the head coach, so you know what that means.
Yeah, everybody.
All new staff.
Yeah. Same with Monty Williams got fired.
I saw that.
Monty Williams got fired from the Suns.
I never heard anything bad about the guy.
He's a good dude, man. He's a hella good dude. But they didn't win. I mean,
you got to do something.
You got Kevin Durant and DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker and Chris Paul, and you can't fucking win anything.
Well, Chris Paul's gone.
What do you mean?
That he'll be traded by next week.
I don't know. We'll see.
You're talking about getting James Harden. Garbage. Why?
I don't know. They're talking about maybe trading Damian Lillard for the first round pick.
Get another Greg Oden and Sam Bowie.
Yeah, I guess there's a player that everybody wants. I can't remember his name. It's like a really long last name. I'll just butcher it if I try and say it. But he's like supposedly the best pick in the last 12 years.
Who do you play for?
Let's look.
I'll just butcher the name of a school. I'm not sure.
I'll just butcher the name of the school that I don't know.
I don't know anything about this guy. So I watch all this stuff on Larry Bird. Have you ever watched anything on Larry, like what people have to say about Larry Bird? That dude, literally, they're like, he's the biggest trash talker. Oh.
Victor C. Wasn't lying.
Wham bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Wimbanyama. Wimbanyama. Victor Wimbanyama. Ignite star Scoot Henderson. What school did he play for? Does it say? But yeah, they're talking about maybe sending him to Houston. Houston might get the number one pick. Portland has like three balls in the lottery. So the lottery's coming up, I think. But yeah, they might send Lillard off to what school is that? Attended Lycee?
Different country, maybe?
Signed him as a client. As
click on Lycee. Oh, cool. Secondary school in France, funded by the government.
Oh, he's a French player. Cool.
Well, they can get rid of, the Suns can get rid of Ayton and pick up Jokic for all I care.
You don't like Ayton?
No, I do. But I'd rather have.
Well, who wouldn't rather have the two-time two-time MVP?
That guy's nuts.
He's not going anywhere. He's in the play. He's going to play the Lakers tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Game one's tonight. Who do you got in that series?
I'm going Denver all the way.
Well, that's who Denver, you want to win.
Denver all the way through.
To win it?
Yep.
Denver's year.
It's Denver's year. They're that good.
They're good. They're good. I'm not going to count out LeBron. And the in the matchup, the defense that they, I mean, the Suns didn't play much defense, right?
No, they couldn't. They couldn't guard him.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
He's 50 points a game almost, you know, like he's anywhere from 35 to 50 points a game.
Yeah, so the Lakers play good defense. So we'll see. I don't know.
Who's going to guard him?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to have to be LeBron.
He's a seven. No, he won't.
He won't. Yeah, it's going to have to be LeBron or AD. I mean, that's the way
they. Maybe AD. Since when does AD, is he think he's good?
He is good.
I mean, I guess. I've never seen really much out of him until he's a Laker and they want to retire his jersey.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a lot better Lakers than that to retire jerseys.
He's good when he's not being a big pussy.
You see that clip I sent you
with man.
Barkley and Shaq dying? And then Kenny was doing the wheelchair thing. And he's like, I'm just adjusting my chair.
I'm just adjusting. What, Ernie? I'm just adjusting my chair.
What? They're all trying to give Barkley a hard time so he doesn't, so he'll laugh.
Like, come on, guys.
And then that, what's that, what's his name, Adam Scott? What's that guy, the?
Ernie.
He's like, come on, guys. And Shaq's just over there quietly, like, convulsing and laughing. And Barkley's trying to be like, oh, yeah, well. Man, I watched that, like,
oh, Shaq, three, Shaq did it.
Look, it's just Shaq. Look at that, what he's doing. He's all trying to blame him for everything.
They're fucking brothers, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like big brother, little brother. Chuck's the big brother. Shaq's the little brother. Who outgrew him.
Did you hear what Barkley was like? You know, you're a really good person. And, you know, you've done a lot for the world and community. And your basketball speaks for itself. And... No, just like complimenting him to death.
Who, Shaq?
Yeah. Mm. Shaq gets up, walks over like this, gives him this hug and the kisses him on top of his head. He's all.
You're just a little guy.
He's like, but, and Barkley's like, but I won't fight your big old ass.
I won't fight your back.
He used to.
Yeah, you punched him in the face.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get you back.
No, he didn't.
No.
Charles Shaq lost that one.
Yeah.
Or they had a couple.
Yeah. That's back when Shaq Diesel didn't know how to throw punches
now
that well.
Shaq Fu.
Shaq Fu.
Was he in his early 20s?
Have you seen that Dave Bautista fight?
Yeah.
The MMA fight?
Mm-hmm.
His like first pro debut fight
his
from
big,
2012.
Slow.
Fat guy. It's like he's fighting me.
Yeah, he was. It's like me against you.
Yeah, pretty much. Except for we're the same height somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. You're pretty tall, Luke. You're getting there.
No, yeah. Just saying, if we were the same height and same weight.
Yeah, I wasn't really impressed with old Batista.
He did good. I mean, got him on the ground. He had some good jiu-jitsu move, you know. Like, I mean, that was back in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
It was 11 years ago.
I remember when he left WWE to go do that. He wanted to be like Brock.
Yeah. He didn't. I mean.
He's way too juiced up. Like, he's just too big. He's 300 pounds shredded.
Yeah.
You know, crazy. What's Lesnar, like 260?
Yeah. The 265 weight limit. Yeah. So he had to make that. Because, yeah, they were super heavyweight.
Yeah.
It was a super heavyweight bout. We were 300 pounds.
Yeah, but Lesnar had way more experience from his wrestling days.
Yeah. Yeah, because Batista can't cut any more weight. But that's what Joe Rogan talks about, having way more weight classes so people don't have to cut weight, and adding weight classes in the upper division where guys can fight at their normal weight at 300 pounds. They used to have a super heavyweight division.
Bob Sapp?
Yeah.
500 pounds of shredded steroids?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I lost.
I lost. But, I mean, that'd be fun. That'd be fun to see some more weight classes and guys not having to fucking...
I'm going to have to call Dana White. Themselves. Maybe I'll text him. But
text we Dana. Need to go.
Yeah, Dana.
Mm-hmm. Your boy, yeah.
White. Well, I call him White.
Whitey.
We need to have more of that. Like, we haven't had any, like, big heavyweights for a while. It's all these little guys. I'm bored of it.
Yeah, John Jones.
Yeah, even bigger than him.
255ers.
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
Well, he's 255.
Right. He didn't used to be.
No, he bulked up over the last couple of years. He took 2 years off fighting and bulked up.
Laid off the coke.
Got serious and then destroyed. Who'd he fight? We watched it.
The loser. That's all I know.
No, it was the French guy. Destroyed him in like 30 seconds, choked him out.
Alexander Gustafsson?
No, that's an old-ass fight. No, it was... it'll come to me.
I think it was Randy Couture.
It was a French guy. Gustafsson's like Swedish or something. Sweden.
Okay.
He's a big brawler guy from France.
You remember Jimmo?
Who?
Jimmo.
Sounds familiar?
Ryan Jimmo, UFC fighter.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm friends with his ex-girlfriend. He's the one that got killed.
Oh, right. Over
by a car. You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, she told me the story. She was there.
Yeah.
He got out the road rage, somebody. And they were in Canada. So that's where he's from. Got out there to road rage, and they just drove over him and killed him.
Jesus.
And she, like, laid there with his body until the Mountaineers showed up on their horses.
The Mountie?
The Mounties. In Canada, eh?
Oh, no. So sorry for your loss, eh?
And then they took him to the hospital, and he stayed there for a little while, and he passed away.
Jesus.
Yeah. And that,
did they catch those guys?
Yeah, they only got, like, 8 years. They said it was self-defense or
mutual
combat.
Mm.
But they ran him over with a gar.
Right.
Like twice.
Right. Mutual combat.
Mutual.
So man versus car is mutual combat?
Well, he's in the UFC. He's in the UFC. So.
Yeah. You had to give him a handicap of a car.
Yeah. She told me the story. I was like, wowzers.
Did you look it up, Eric? John Jones' last fight, heavyweight fight?
Let's see. Yeah, I did. I have a...
Cyril Gane. There it is. Cyril Gane, yeah.
Then we have a Dominic Reyes and Thiago Santos.
Yeah, Dominic Reyes is the one that Hiori and I went to Vegas and watched. That's the only time I ever watched a UFC fight. That was not a great fight, but he won by decision. It was kind of... But he came out and... choked out Cyril Gane in like 30 seconds, in like a minute or whatever, in the first round.
Yeah, I know. I know we like to watch the fights, but those fast ones are good, man. I like those.
Mm.
Like, ooh, that was sick.
Yeah, I like all of it. I mean, I like watching technique, but I also like, fun finishes, for sure. I mean, that's what you want. You want the glory. You don't want just to get the W. Dana White always said, don't leave it in the hands of the judges.
Right.
I don't know why he doesn't keep saying that. Don't leave it in the hands of the judges. Like,
I'm trying to sell tickets.
I'm trying to sell fights. Yeah. Well, you got Conor McGregor started the Ultimate Fighter. Coach this season versus Michael Chandler, mm-hmm. He was a Bellator champ.
I may have to tune in on this one.
Oh, I'm going to watch it because they're going to get at each other and they're going to talk mad shit. And then they're supposed to fight afterwards. But
right.
But there's a big issue with Connor got off of the USADA. So he broke his leg, and then he got off of the USADA schedule, which USADA is the governing body for, you know, drug stuff, you know, testing. It's the governing body.
Yeah, he's all juiced up.
He got all allegedly. I don't know, but he looked like he got all juiced up, and he had to, how else are you going to fix that fucking leg? You know, you got to do stem cell. You got to do a bunch of shit to fix that fucking leg.
Anabolic steroids isn't going to heal your leg, but
Anderson Silva is the only one that's ever come back from that, and he was never the same.
Right.
So Connor's getting older. So if Connor thinks, you know, and who knows if, what Anderson did in Brazil, you know, that was pre-USADA, I think. So who knows? But he was able to come back from it. Chris Weidman still hasn't come back from it, and he's doing jiu-jitsu tournaments. He's not even doing full contact fighting anymore. So, but we'll see. I mean, so you have to have 6 months of testing before you can fight again, right? So you have to be on USADA and tested for 6 months if you go off of it. So he has to do 6 months of testing before he could take a fight. So that's the timeline issue. It's like, okay, when does he get on it? How long does it take? When's the 6 months up? And then can they fight? So
yeah, you can detect anabolic steroids and all that stuff up to 6 months. That's why they do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they don't want you to have any kind of advantage. They're really strict on it. It's good.
Well, it's like Fernando Tatis Jr. got busted for high testosterone.
Mm.
Sat out 86 games.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he said it was the dreadlock cream that he used to twist his hair.
It's so chock full of testosterone. It's like, what am I supposed to do? I mean, the testosterone's what keeps my hair in place.
I have to have this hair.
I have to have the hair the right way. There's no other product that doesn't have that much testosterone in it. So what is a guy supposed to do? What do they expect from him?
His attorney couldn't have came up with something better, his agent.
I know. It's pathetic.
Like, oh, I slipped and fell on some testosterone needles one time every week.
I slipped and fell in a pool of testosterone fluid and had to gulp my way out of it. And there was needles in it.
Yeah, and it hurt.
And it was painful.
I'm the one that suffered.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's painful.
Yeah, I didn't want all that testosterone inside of me. I got raped by a testosterone being that injects testosterone into people's anuses. It was an alien. Testosterone.
I was raped by a testosterone alien with a needle dick.
With a needle dick. It just pounded me over and over again for months.
Every week.
Every week. Yeah. Eric's dying in there. Giggles.
You can hear that.
We hear you.
That's good. We have a audience of one.
Right.
To get a little too much high voltage in there.
every week.
Every week.
Yes.
Yeah. Or he could have said, you know, I got attacked by a bear and it caused my testosterone level to go up. Naturally.
Fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
That adrenaline, and then it's a state of being turned into testosterone. That's how that works.
Yeah, that's exactly how it worked.
Well, I'm going to go to the forest and get scared every day before the gym.
Yeah. So. Well, just follow the rules. Whatever the rules are, just follow them. It's like, or go, so, you know, like I moved to Arizona because I didn't want to follow the rules that they set forth for me.
But so don't play baseball in America.
Yeah, so don't play baseball in America, or just follow the rules. Like, it's not that hard.
Go make 60 grand a year in another country.
Work harder. Michael Jordan, that shit. Work harder.
Well, that's the thing. He was one of the best players in the world. Like, you really think a little bit of testosterone's gonna...
Yes.
Gonna make you a better player? Still gotta catch it, still gotta throw it. Still got to hit it.
Well, no. Testosterone helps your agility in all those movements, I think. It's a proven fact. Misinformation Luke says, yes, testosterone. So I don't know, man.
I will say I've had my fair share of anabolic action in my life.
You?
Yeah, back in the day.
Wow, that's crazy. I never knew.
And, like, the last thing I wanted to do was, like, run and play anything. Your muscles get so pumped up full of blood, you're just like, oh, I'm too swole to do anything.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess if you're training with it, your body's uses it for what you're doing, basically.
Luckily, we don't have those problems now.
More like Popeyes and Taco Bell. And then the gym.
Taco Boys. And then gym in the morning and just run it all off.
Just a slight problem with that.
Can't outwork a bad diet.
It's not going anywhere.
can't outwork a bad diet, man.
Right. Liquid diet.
Yeah. I don't really drink beer anymore.
Since last week?
No, I just mean if I have something to drink, it'll be like a cup or two of whiskey. Not like I won't drink like three or four beers anymore.
Sit there and have some thick ales.
It just it hurts my muscle. Remember my shoulder? You're the one that told me maybe it's the beer. Maybe it has something to do with the beer that you drink. Maybe you're allergic to it now. I just haven't been feeling good drinking it. It's just too much. I mean, I love it. I love IPA. I'll always love it. I'll always have some of it. But it's not agreeing with my body anymore. It's like too much. Too many carbs, too much gluten, too much whatever the fuck is in it. It's not agreeing with it. My body doesn't feel good after I drink it. But I could drink a couple whiskeys and feel fine. Doesn't affect my shoulder at all.
Get this man a whiskey.
Yeah. But those seltzers, man, those give me a headache.
Really?
Yeah. Those give me a headache.
Not me.
Yeah, I've had a few nights. Well, twice now. We went out with people and we went to that seltzer place. Remember, you one time. I did not feel good the next day from those seltzers. Too much sugar or something. I don't know what it is.
They're like sugar free or like 1 gram.
Yeah, I don't.
They're supposed to be like diet drinks.
Well, maybe it's probably malt liquor, right? The way that they're brewed. Is like malt liquor.
I think we looked this up one time.
Yeah, I think it's malt liquor. So that probably. Shit. That shit's hard on you.
Might as well go back to old E.
Might as well. Some Colt 45.
Sure. You
can't drink Bud Light or Miller Light anymore.
Yeah, we can't get caught dead doing that.
You see the Miller Light commercial?
No.
You didn't see that? Yeah.
Pull it up.
Miller Lite commercial. Let's see.
I've heard Bud Light's numbers have plummeted since they changed things. I didn't drink either one, actually, so I'm good.
What, Miller Lite?
Or Bud Light.
Here it is. Miller Lite gets Bud Light backlash after viral ad goes woke.
Oh, woke. Good shit.
Here's a little known fact. Women were among the very first to brew beer ever. From Mesopotamia to the Middle Ages to colonial America, women were the ones doing the brewing. Centuries later, how did the industry pay homage to the founding mothers of beer? Put us in bikinis.
No, she's pretty hot.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at this. Wild. It's time beer made it up to women. So today, Miller Lite is on a mission to clean up not just their shit, but the whole beer industry's shit. Miller Lite has been scouring the internet for all this shit and buying it back so that we can turn it into good shit for women brewers. Literally, good shit. How, you ask? Ladies, take it away. First, we turn the bad shit into compost. Then we feed compost to worms, push out beautiful fertilizer. That good shit helps farmers grow quality hops,
which is then donated to women brewers to make their own really good shit.
but there's definitely more shit out there. In your attic, in the garage, in your parents' basement. Send any shit you got into Miller Lite, and they'll turn that into good shit, too. Oh, so here's to women, because without us, there would be no beer.
All right. Yeah.
I don't get it.
Well, here's the thing. Is it wrong for women to have a career where they're hot and they look good in, you know, bikinis or whatever, and then they get pictures taken of them in bikinis and they make money? Is that wrong?
That's their job.
I'm just saying. Is that what they're saying? So they're attacking women in this. They're trying to be for women, but they're attacking the women who want to have those jobs. So they're just being hypocrites.
They're doing exactly what they don't want done to them.
Yeah. This woke bullshit is all a hypocritical circle of bullshit. Then they just proved it. They're like, we're women and we want to be able to, you know, have jobs and do what we want, but not these jobs.
Yeah. Those women can't. Just us.
Yeah, you can't have those. We're ugly. Because we're ugly. Because we can't wear bikinis like that. So we have to do other jobs that make less money.
Like farm.
I mean, just let people be. Like, just let people be.
That's what they're begging. Oh, let us be, let us be. But we're going to tell you what to do.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of hypocritical bullshit. So, yeah, Miller Lite's in trouble now, too. They didn't learn the lesson from Bud Light.
Well, Bud Light's not in trouble. They just lost all their sales.
They fired those two executives at, you know, they fired two CEOs. Did you know Bud Light's an international company? Hmm. It's not an American company.
Really?
No. Anheuser-Busch is not an American company. It's owned by
China.
It might be. Eric, will you look it up? Who owns Anheuser-Busch? Excuse me. Yeah, it's not an American company anymore. So, you know, everybody wants to, like, wave an American flag and drink Budweiser, and they want to make these American, like, commercials with horses and cowboys and shit, and it's like, all right, dude. The Bush family sold out a long time ago.
Well, they're headquartered in St. Louis, Missouri. But they're, but it is part of a, like, a bigger umbrella company that owns, like, a few hundred different beers.
Yeah, I know.
So they're not hurting it by any means, that's for sure.
I just heard this today. I just heard this today on Rogan, actually. That they are not an American company anymore.
He's right.
He's always right.
All those years of Budweiser drinking I did.
Yeah.
For nothing. Besides a great time.
It's funny. They look like they're kind of censoring it. Because you can't just ask a question, who owns Anheuser-Busch, and get a straight fucking answer from Google.
Nope.
Fuck you, Google. You're a fucking scum.
Go to Yahoo.
Belgium. Budweiser and based in Belgium. Anheuser is Busch InBev, best known for the brewer for Budweiser based in Belgium. Did not disclose the terms of the deal. So Belgium owns them. I think. Well,
that's bullshit.
Back in 2008.
Yeah. Belgium?
I will never drink a Budweiser.
It's again. A Belgian beer.
Hey, you want to go get some Belgians?
get some Belgian beers. Remember when Belgian beer was like that was like the first craft beer movement,
right?
Was Belgian beer. Remember Fat Tire?
Yeah, they had like all those Belgian blondes and
and those were like, that was like the first iteration of craft beer.
Never, a couple thousand of them.
Yeah, now it's like it's fucking everywhere, which is great. I love craft beer. Don't get me wrong, I'll go get a couple of 20 ounces for sure, but
remember the Ruby from McMiniman's?
Yeah.
That was like the first craft beer I ever had. I was like, this is great.
I've
been drinking Budweiser since I was like 17.
Henry's was the first craft beer that I ever had. Henry Weinhart's.
The blueberry?
They had the pale ale, the blueberry wheat. They had like a porter or something.
Henry Weinhart's, is that like a...
Blue Boar pale ale.
Blue Boar?
Yeah. Henry Weinhart's. And then it was bought by Anheuser-Busch, I think. But yeah, that was like the first one. It was like $10 for a half rack.
Screw that.
10, 12 bucks for a half rack.
Remember we bottles? Put all of our money together to get a bottle of Evan Williams whiskey. And we just take like the biggest shots we could because it was after that it was gone.
Yeah.
Remember doing that?
Yeah. Evan Williams. Yeah, that was the cheap
black
shit.
Label.
Yeah. Not that fancy green label shit.
No way.
A black label.
No way. That, so like $10, $12 bottle maybe?
Yeah.
I remember I don't know if I was being cheaper. I probably just didn't have any money. But I got Oregon Spring Vodka.
Mm-hmm. Oh, HRD?
$4. No, that's Hood River Vodka.
Yeah.
Oregon Spring was even cheaper.
Oh, okay.
And it tasted like rubbing alcohol. Yeah. Because it cost $4 for a whole fifth.
Oh.
Me and Toner put it down.
Yeah.
Like about some heartburn. No wonder I got stomach problems. Heartburn from drinking water.
Drinking garbage.
Oh, yeah. Some hams. Drink a little hams. I threw a blunt off of hams and Boone's Farm mix.
Yeah, Boone's Farm was the first alcohol I ever drank.
Coors Light for me.
Me and my buddy Tyler Gunderson and Mike Skinner.
Tyler?
Yeah. Mike was 21. We were in high school, or he had a fake ID, I can't remember, but he was out of high school, and he bought us some Boone's Farm. I remember pounding that down and having the time of my life.
Oh yeah,
we were like, I was like rolling around on the street at night in the summer. It's like,
so good.
It was the best time ever.
Once it hits your lips, it's so good.
Yeah. And then it was all Budweiser after that, just cans of Bud. Sometimes they were warm. Sometimes it didn't matter. Just chug like three of them, get a buzz.
Honestly, the best times ever were the 440s of Old English.
Oh.
You could get that fourth one down, you're having a blast.
You're having a blackout blast and falling asleep on the toilet.
Did they kick the door in on you because you were in there forever?
No, I just woke up.
Really?
I just woke up on the toilet and I was like, what the fuck? And it was in Tom and Summer's apartment.
Oh, man.
Or no, everybody was in Tom and Summer's apartment downstairs, and I was upstairs, passed out on the shitter.
That's hilarious. Yeah, you came down, you're like, I just woke up.
I passed out on the shitter. Let's chug another one.
Otherwise, we would have chiefed you.
Yeah, remember when I found you in the closet?
Oh, yeah.
Because you were just like... laying in the closet like it was a coffin.
Oh yeah, I sure did.
So you wouldn't get.
I would not get chiefed. I snuck in there.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'm done. So I like snuck in the closet, fell asleep. I remember that the next day. You're like, where did he go? His car's here.
Yeah, Jeff's here somewhere.
I was all open the door. I'm like, I'm right here.
Like, oh my god, dude.
No blankets, no pillows, nothing.
Just like a folded up sweater.
If I was lucky.
Man. That's when we could chug. I could chug a whole 40.
Like, built our stomachs up for it.
Yeah. That's not good. That's a lot of...
No.
That's a lot of beer all at once. 40 ounces. Now I can't even chug 20.
Because I don't want to. I can slam a bottle of water if I'm really thirsty.
But I don't want to chug anything. I want to enjoy what I drink now. It's like... I'm not just trying to get a buzz. I'm trying to enjoy it.
So good.
Yeah. Get that caramely. My yummy caramel. Buffalo Trace.
Mm-hmm. Had a couple IPAs last night with my sushi.
Nice.
Yeah, it's good.
If I ever go to sushi, I don't think IPA goes that well with it, so I'll drink the yellow beer. I'll just drink like Asahi. Like the black and silver can Asahi. I'll drink those. Because it just tastes better with it. Get some sake or something.
You know, it's funny. Speaking of Asahi, when I played semi-pro football, Luke, we played against the Asahi Challengers from Japan.
Oh.
And they were the Super Bowl champs. They came over.
And you murdered them?
No, we lost by 1 point.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was a shootout.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Had some sumo wrestlers on the line.
Probably. They had me. I played offensive line at the time. They had me playing.
E-Honda.
E-Honda. They had me on the side. They had this, like, he was like the Brian Urlacher of Japan.
Okay.
And he was really fast.
Okay, okay.
And they made sure that I was the one to block him every play. I remember he was so fast. And every time I hit him, he would laugh. Every time.
Okay.
I don't think he got any plays that day, though. He was like an average high school player out here, bro. And you're like the, literally, you know, the Von Miller of Japan.
Yeah.
You got shut down that day.
You got shut the fuck down.
Don't you ever come over here again. Don't ever come to America again.
And then he popped your shoulder out 12 times.
Yeah, he did. I just career. Popped it right back in.
How many times did your shoulder pop out?
Oh, I can't even count.
You can't even count?
Both? Couldn't even count. Probably.
You're like TJ Dillashaw in his last fight. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
His shoulders just kept popping out. And then they would pop him back in. And then he would try and fight with his shoulders popped out. Like one of them was like this. And then he was like.
They still pop out.
Really?
Like if I bump something wrong when I'm walking, my Neanderthal knuckle drags, and I hit something, it'll slip out. It still does it. It's probably a couple hundred each shoulder.
Doesn't hurt that much anymore.
I'm just like, stupid. Yeah, it's
yikes.
Fine. I'll just go. I'm good.
Yikes. Yeah, there's a lot of people that walk around these buildings.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
I need to walk to 0839.
Yeah, me too, actually.
Bad.
Yeah, me too. It's already 51 after, so let's call this bitch. All right, thanks for watching, everybody. Please like, share, subscribe, and spread the word if you like our shit. If you don't, leave a comment, and we'll come find you. I mean, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, after we have some Budweisers.
Yeah, some Miller Lights. For women. All right. Bye, bitches.
Bye.